Hello friends, my name is Viral and you are listening VTech Viral podcast. Welcome to vtechviral.com. Here I share my knowledge of digital marketing, website design and development, Android app design and development, iOS apps design and development, as well as social media management, how to handle the social media post and promotions of your social media accounts to reach your customer, to sell your product and services to your niche customers, to how to find a niche customer segment, how to promote your products and services locally, as well as which type of client or customers want your product and service, how to identify this all things, how to research and project one targeted audience to run a successful business. We are living in digital era now. All of us using internet on daily basis. We are using social media websites like WhatsApp, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, all kind of social media accounts, forums like Quora. We use search engines to search anything like Google, Bing, Yahoo. There is so many search engines available on the web. So your customers are now spending their time on the websites or these other social media accounts. So if you have to promote your products and services to them, and you have to reach out to your targeted audience or your target audience which actually want to consume your products and services. So we have to first make a small website. So how to make website? You get all the benefits and best tips and tricks on this podcast also. And next is the social media. We have to set up all the social media accounts, all the major platforms, or you don't have a time, or you have small setups, then you have to identify which social media site is best suitable for your promotion. Like you have B2B business, or B2C business, business to business promotion, or business to customer promotion. You have to identify the exact scenario, and you have to choose particular social media sites. If you are B2B, then you have to select LinkedIn, and which best for the business person using most of the time, that platform is best for you. You have to do podcast. Podcast is now high listener when we drive on, and we listen whenever we doing we can't see video, then we use podcast to listen all the knowledge that digital marketer or as well as there is many kinds of podcast I have listened, and there is huge data on the podcast. This is the one channel, and other channel is email marketing is also a very powerful tool in the digital marketing, and all other advanced features comes in the websites. Website is a major tool for digital marketing to grab the leads. If you want to receive a leads, then you have to set up a particular websites and give information, valuable knowledge to your clients and customers. They want to read what you are and how your products and services are good. You have to tell them by blogging. Now all of the user on the internet are want to read more blogs and want to receive more the information, what is the exact your product and how your product is effective, what is the value of our products and services. These all things are very important to promote in a quickly manner, they can understand, they can consume that service. Though there is a it when we focus in this thing, then the content development comes on. So in content development, there is majorly four types of content. The first one is text-based article. Second is audio podcasting, which you are listening right now. Third one is video, and fourth one is I have made this. This is the combination of these all things. And fifth one, which is the I want to share pro tips to you, which is the infographic. Infographic means an image which you share on the site like Pinterest. Pinterest is very high user tools to grab the idea on. So many content creators uses, there is website designers uses the Pinterest, and there is a one type of collection website. If you have not used Pinterest, then log on the Pinterest and open up your account on the Pinterest, because it is the very best tool to brainstorm the new ideas and work on the new articles. You get lot of the information on the Pinterest. So there is so many other social media accounts which is useful, may or may not. So we have to figure out all the suitable social media accounts and set up our accounts on that, and put the all social media account links on our website also. Though so whenever someone visits our website, they know we have the social media accounts, and may the person use that kind of social media accounts, and they can subscribe us on which they use, which account they use on, like they daily they watch Facebook or other account, other social media sites. The best content on the website is the video. Now most of the people are want to watch videos. There is a few peoples like we can separate and part the whole audience, and like say 40% want to read your content, other 50% want to only see your images and titles, and only 10 or 50% people want to read extra what I have written, or what is the things all the blogs on. So average time they spend on your blog post is 5 minutes, 10 minutes. So how to make our websites or say blogging? Blogging is not a directly proportional to digital marketing, but it is a very effective tool to share your basic products and services on all the information, which helps to promote your brand in the internet. In our upcoming podcast, we explain all the platforms separately one by one, and we identify the whole platform is how to help us, and there is so many features available in the social media, but we don't use all the features. But when we start working on the digital marketing, this digital and marketing is a way that uses so many techniques, tools, so many methods. to convert your site visitor or your social media account visitor into your customer client, your loyal customer and client. So if you have to stick with them on your website or social media accounts, you have to provide a valuable knowledge, valuable information to that client and customer or site visitor to get better benefit of digital marketing. So many persons run digital marketing, but they do not provide the proper information which is required, because content is king. If you don't provide a particular content which attracts your client to your website and your social media accounts, wow, this is the best interesting things on your social media accounts which help you to build your brand, your loyalty in the mind of customer. One thing in the marketing is which we think look first, that sale first. This is the law of marketing. If your products and services nobody can see on the websites or social media, then nobody purchase, nobody want to purchase that kind of products and services. So you have to front of the eye of all your customers or clients on the internet and websites. So how to get, when we set up new social media accounts, they do not allow to share only and only links. Whenever we start the social media accounts, we only share our blog post, write something on our blog post and share it on the social media accounts. But social media site owners, their algorithms do not allow us to share only and only links on their websites. They want your social media also want content like useful infographic images, videos, all the other kind of information. On the Facebook, you can write 20 to 25 words with wallpaper, and there is also a story comes in the Facebook, Instagram, and so many person also use WhatsApp as WhatsApp stories also used to share their persons what's the new on their social sites. So these all the, and the finally is email. Emails are still working in a very high manner. If you are working on a B2B business, then most of the persons first open the email and see what is the new coming in the email. So you can and B2B person trust the emails. So emails is the best way to run B2B business. So you can collect emails on your websites and share all the new information, new products and services on the via email. So there is so many different tips and tricks and methods are available on each of these social media accounts when we share all of the information step by step in our next upcoming podcast. So if you want to receive all the information, so you can subscribe on this podcast also, and I also publish videos on my YouTube channel vtechviral.com. You can subscribe on my website also, so you can get emails, or you can subscribe, put push notifications via browser. When you open up my vtechviral.com, then you see the pop-up of allow for notification. When you allow that notification, you get all the best blogs as well as new videos, new post, new podcast, all the information on that websites. So this is the done for now, and we will see you in our next podcast in the same topic. We further talk on this digital marketing topic. Thanks for listening this podcast.